You're listening to Premarital Sex at allaboutworldview.org. Is it okay to have premarital sex? That's a common question among teens and engaged couples. Perhaps you're in a relationship that's progressing in that direction, but you're not sure what to do. In your mind, you're probably weighing the pros and cons of premarital sex. On the positive side of the scale, there's acceptance from your peers, hope for pleasure, and the fulfillment of your sexual desires. The negative side of the scale carries the weights of morals, fear of pregnancy or disease, and guilt. How do these scales balance? What's the right decision? Let's take a look at some facts to help you make up your mind. Morality is a factor for many people when deciding whether or not to have premarital sex. Is it a factor for you? After all, the messages we receive from most TV shows and movies these days tell us everyone's doing it. In light of today's permissive attitude, your peers may think you're weird to even question it. But maybe there's something inside you, like a voice in your head, that's making you uncertain about whether or not sex before marriage is a right or wrong action. Many people refer to this voice as their conscience. How can you know if your conscience is right? People all around the world look to the Bible as a moral or religious book, so let's see what it says about premarital sex. The Bible refers to premarital sex as fornication. That's where we don't hear much these days, so what does it mean? Well, fornication is sexual intercourse between people who are not married to each other. The only distinction the Bible makes between premarital sex and adultery is that adultery involves married persons while fornication involves those who are unmarried. Premarital sex is just as much of a sin as adultery and all other forms of sexual immorality. They all involve having sexual relationships with someone you're not married to. The Bible explains in 1 Corinthians 6:13, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Verse 18 of this chapter goes on to say, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body." Galatians 5:19 speaks the same. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity. Ephesians 5:3 says it most plainly, "But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people." From these verses we see that the Bible promotes complete and total abstinence from premarital sex. Another consideration when deciding about premarital sex is safety. Did you know that 50% of the people who currently have HIV are between the ages of 15 and 24? Using a condom only reduces the risk of contracting HIV by 85%. Condoms do not significantly reduce the risk of contracting other sexually transmitted diseases. Take these statistics into consideration when making your decision. Most people don't consider the emotional effects of premarital sex. You see, sex is an emotional experience and it affects our lives in ways we don't understand. After engaging in premarital sex, many people express feelings of guilt, embarrassment, distrust, resentment, lack of respect, tensions, and so much more. As you read the next section, consider God's love for you as a primary reason for sexual purity. God does not want you to experience unnecessary emotional pain. In discussing premarital sex, we often focus on the recreational aspect of it. Yes, sex is pleasurable. God, our Creator, designed it that way. It may be hard to think of God creating sex, but He did. In God's plan, sex was designed for married couples to enjoy the pleasure and excitement of sexual relations. The Bible talks about this in Hebrews 13:4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and the sexually immoral. God created sex to be fun, exciting, and pleasurable. At the same time, though, it's clear in the Bible that God restricts sexual activity to married couples. Why is this? Yes, sex is pleasurable, but in God's view, the primary purpose of sex is not recreation, but rather recreation. In other words, sex is for reproduction. God does not limit sex to married couples to rob pleasure from those who are unmarried. Rather, God commands against premarital sex in order to protect the unmarried people from unwanted pregnancies, from children born to parents who do not want them, and to protect children from parents who are not prepared for them. Imagine, just for a moment, a world without premarital sex. There would be no sexually transmitted diseases, there would be no unwed mothers, there would be no unwanted pregnancies, no abortions, etc. According to the Bible, abstinence is God's only policy when it comes to premarital sex. Abstinence saves lives, protects babies, gives sexual relations their proper value, and most importantly, abstinence honors God. Premarital sex has no moral grounds. It's against God, and it's unsafe physically and emotionally. Although sex is pleasurable, it's designed by God to be enjoyed by two married people. A frequent question in relation to premarital sex is, if we can't have sex, how far can we go? A better question would be, how far should we go? God's Word doesn't give us a detailed list of things a couple should or shouldn't do before they're married. Some use this as an excuse to push the envelope as close to premarital sex as possible. However, just because the Bible does not directly address what a couple should or shouldn't do, that does not give us license to do everything up to the borderline of premarital sex. By essence, foreplay is designed to be before sex and to get a couple ready for sex. Logically then, all forms of foreplay should be restricted to couples who are married. Anything that could be considered foreplay should be avoided until marriage. So, if sexual activity and all forms of foreplay should be restricted to married couples, what can a pre-married couple do? This is to some degree up to the couple and their own relationship with God. It's generally recommended that a couple not go past holding hands, hugging, and light kissing before marriage. The more a married couple has to share exclusively between themselves, the more special and unique the sexual relationship becomes. If you're already engaged in premarital sex, you should make a commitment with God, your boyfriend and girlfriend, and yourself to remain sexually pure from this point on until marriage. Ask God for help and strength to remain sexually pure until marriage. God will provide the strength and grace to overcome the temptation to have sex, as long as you're willing and careful not to put yourself in a place of temptation. Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into temptation. That does not mean He will deliver us from the consequences of our own bad choices. If you fall into temptation, it's not because God led you there. 1 Corinthians 10:13 declares, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." You see, it is possible to fight temptation. Also, it's important to remember that God can and does forgive the sin of premarital sex. When a person places his or her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, desiring to turn away from the old life of sin, all sins are forgiven. That includes past, present, and future, big and small. Jesus died to pay the penalty for all of our sins, including premarital sex. Once they're forgiven, they are all forgiven. Colossians 1:13-14 says, "For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." What we are to do is confess our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." You've just heard Premarital Sex at allaboutworldview.org.